black robes whip in the wind as the shadow tears across the blue sky. The tabby cat on the brush of the broomstick holds on tight with firm claws, purring even as they swoop and dive. And though it may not enjoy flying, it loves its owner. The figure drags a hand through a cloud as they zoom around it, and they go into a spin, wheeling round and round, as the figure and the cat hold on tight. Goggles and a stretch of fabric cover the figure's face, and black hair whips behind them in the blasting air from under the witch's hat. The broom angles up, 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 until they're soaring straight up. The figure throws their arms out to either side, and they slow to a halt. And then they fall backwards, down and down, the figure, the broom, and the cat all falling together. Then swinging brush over handle, they somersault and zoom out of the fall, tearing through the air. There's a distant, almost silent roar, and the figure pulls the broom around, giving chase. They skim the top of one huge cloud, then go straight through another, dragging out a trail of white fog behind them. The cat holds tight as they speed up, its owner's robes flapping violently. They pass cloud after cloud, and higher into the sky they climb, up and up and up until there's nothing left above them, only the endless stretch of blue as far as the eyes can see, and two of them flying alone across the sky. Below is nothing but white clouds. Far in the distance, coming into view behind one cloud, are two giant wings. It's not a plane. The wings are flapping. After a pause, the figure shouts, "There it is! Ready, Tabby?" The cat just sits there. "Tabby, I'm sure we'll be fine." And they fly after the wings. They dive, and the witch lifts herself up off the broom as they fall, gripping the wood as her legs fly out behind her. The wind howls, and the cat clings onto its owner's flying ankles, eyes focused. Faster and faster, they penetrate the clouds, and the beast slowly comes into view. Red skin, each wing the size of a football field, a thin body, and with horns like dead trees coming out of its head. The flapping wings produce violent whooshing as it flies forward. Mildred and the cat swoop in, momentum keeping up their speed. She cringes from the pain as her thigh is pressed hard into the broom, curling her legs around it again as she tries not to cause their deaths and still trying to fly straight while being careful of the lashing tail. They fly over the tip of the tail, beginning the long trip up to the creature's body, the tail growing wider until it's as broad as a house. "Hover," she orders the broom, already jumping off and running along the red scales. It stays where it is. She runs over the glassy red scales and into the dragon's bony spines, weaving through sharp frills and spiky outcroppings while trying not to touch anything and really trying not to get lost. She makes it out between the shoulders, where the horns sway overhead. The wind blows her robes out behind her. She kneels and fumbles in her pockets, tossing everything out. Bottles and pieces of plants, strips of material, and boxes of Stranger Things, all of it getting blown back in the wind. Running through the routine that she's fairly optimistic about, she snaps twigs, pours liquids into another, dips items into them, and then purple geometric shapes begin to flash across the beast. A ghostly chanting can be heard on the wind. That's a pretty good sign that it's going well. She's pretty sure that's meant to happen. She squishes the eye of an unearthly animal between her thumb and forefinger, the icky contents dripping into another bottle before she almost, but doesn't, wipe her fingers on the razor-sharp scales. She begins chanting, "Hocus pocus, habeas corpus, tempus tempore, nunc transportus." And the purple shapes flash, turning to gold, then flicker between the two colors. Mildred gets the sense she should run probably a few seconds after she should have already been moving. She pockets a few choice items, then dashes back along the creature. The dragon roars. Past the spikes and frills that are as tall as she is, the squares overhead flash brighter. Through the white spines, pushing between more frills. Provocum, Clinslorum, et Nuna, et Sorum, she shouts, running past the broomstick, which 180s on the spot, and zips after her, Tabby holding onto it tightly. Against her better judgment, she leaps. Everything goes funny. In a heart-stopping heartbeat, she falls past the tail, then sees the giant claws, and then the whole dragon going into the distance. Arms in, face down, legs together, she falls, the broomstick and Tabby diving after her. The shapes blaze with color, and the dragon fades, its roar and the shapes following it. Woohoo! She cheers. The exhilarations pump through her, all the amazement and thrills outshining the dangers, and she beams a huge smile in the weightlessness, the feeling like a magic on its own as she falls. She swings her arms to one side and flies off, then swings them back the other way and drifts back. Spinning around and around, she soars. She grabs her ankles and flips head over heels, the wind catching whatever part of her face is down. Her heart thumps with euphoria, as does everything in her body, actually. Nothing held back, she cheers at the top of her lungs, arms and legs out like a shooting star in the wind. Down, down, and down, falling through the clouds and cheering all the way, soaring like a bird until there's nothing but countryside below, the horizon getting higher. She flies for the broom, grabs it, and swings her legs around, cringing against the wood that presses so hard into her thigh and chest. It's a pain, but Mildred swoops them down until they're almost brushing the tops of the suddenly very near trees. That wasn't too bad, huh, Tabby? We've never done that before, she says through giggles. She sails them over the leaves, still beaming and giggling, then glides them down to the grass, both of them soaring over the fields. All the way back, she thinks about how she's going to celebrate. Though the dragon she just defeated isn't exactly something that puts most people in the mood, most people don't have you, her perfect boyfriend, to fly home to. They reach their destination after a short while, jumping over the short garden wall. She jerks the broom up to a stop, commands, "Hover," and steps off. Time was, she'd been the timid little girl who crashed her broomstick into the school bins during the first moments of her first day. And look at her now. She'd seen a dragon in the sky, left you, the perfect boyfriend, in the middle of breakfast, found it, and dealt with it all on her own. The slayer of a dragon. Sort of. It's back where it's meant to be, and that's better than slaying it. Dragon Stopper sounds nicer than Dragon Slayer, anyway. Whew, wow, we really did it, didn't we? She said, stretching out her arms and legs. Tabby jumps down. We've got to do something about replacing that midnight pondweed. It's all going with that thing wherever it came from, but I'll go down to the river tonight and get some more. We really should have more for emergencies. She rubs her thigh where she'd been laying on the broomstick, which is a reminder of what she's not wearing under her robes and why she's not wearing any. At this rate, she might have to consider herself something of a slut, if only for you. There have been too many times where she's waited impatiently for you to wake up in the morning, so she can sneak a hand into the front of your underwear. Not to mention other times when she's dropped everything she's doing just to ask you if she can grind on your thigh. Then there's everything she's done in the bedroom with you. You appear at the front door to greet her, and she gets that special feeling again building up underneath her clothes. She pulls the straps of her hat loose from under her jaw and hooks it over the end of her broom, then takes off her goggles. A tug on the black fabric pulls that down too, revealing a great, proud smile and a glittering in her eyes as she calls out to you. The dragon's dealt with. I'm still buzzing with adrenaline. Lord knows how it got here, but it should be back where it's meant to be. Which, oh yeah, that reminds me. How would you like a kiss? A kiss. Come here. I've got something for you. Would you like to go inside? Maybe we could do a little further. On the couch, perhaps? The thing I've got in mind for you goes a lot further than kissing. Come on, let's go. Did you know I was really horny before you woke up? I kept thinking about how much I wanted to be with you, but I couldn't bring myself to wake you up. You're too cute when you're asleep. But now that you're awake and you've had breakfast, I don't suppose you'd like to get a little raunchy? Here, let me close the door. You sit down on the couch. I think you know what I have in mind. You know how much I enjoy this. I'm going to kneel down between your legs. Would you mind if I get started right away? What would happen if I were to lean forward and plant a little kiss right here? Your bulge is getting bigger. I was thinking about you while I was flying home. Would you mind if I give you more? I can put a few more kisses here. And here. And over here. Do you mind if I take it out? And getting really big. How about you stand up and take these off? I'll unbutton you. Here, let me pull them down for you. Oh, thank you so much. Would you like to stay standing for this, or would you rather be sitting down? Sitting down, okay. You sit down, and I'll get these jeans and boxers over your ankles. Just tug them off like this. Oh, this is almost a shame. You know, I like making you hard with my mouth, but you're nearly all the way there already. So, may I? I love doing this to you. I love seeing how you react. Can we have sex later too? I'm getting kind of excited, and you making love to me would be amazing. You know what I'm not wearing under my robes? Underwear. Would that be fun? Removing my clothes and showing my bare bum. You could do anything to me. You could pull my clothes off. Smack my bum. Whatever you want to do, I'll thank you for it. God, I love sucking your cock. I'm pretty sure I like sucking your cock just as much as I love sex. Is that weird? Do you like hitting the back of my throat when I lick the head while I play with the rest? If I might be so bold, would you mind if I touch myself? God, I love your cock. If you're gonna come, can I swallow it? You know I like to get permission. Would you like that if I took it all down my throat? Oh, that's it. Oh, I know you're close. Give it to me now. Thank you so much. Did I do a good job? I love you too. I wouldn't mind staying right here for a while, actually. I love this. I'd like to keep going. Gently. Will that be okay with you? I'll go get started on lunch soon enough. Maybe you can motivate me by giving a couple more minutes here. Aw, thank you, darling. Mm.